This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The National Football League season kicked off last night with a pregame Mardi Gras-style celebration for the Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints. The Saints then took to their home field inside the Superdome and defeated the Minnesota Vikings by a score of 14-9. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis watched the game and joins us as he does most Fridays. Hi, Stefan.
Hey, Robert.
And the Saints beat the team they had beaten to get to last year's Super Bowl. You think they're on the way to another Super Bowl?
Well, we've had 44 Super Bowls so far, and only 8 teams have ever managed to repeat. The NFL is just built to make it difficult to sustain excellence. Salary rules, scheduling, all conspire against repeating. But New Orleans does have a pretty good chance of at least making it back to the game, because it's largely the same team that piled up points in 2009, and its defense might be a little bit better than it was last year. Last night was a rusty start, though. After a very sizzling opening drive that resulted in a touchdown, the Saints slumped on offense. The 14 points were the fewest that the team has scored in a win since Sean Payton became their head coach 4 years ago. The offseason was all about celebrations and best-selling books and documentaries and hosannas to the team for its role in the city's rebirth post-Katrina. First game on the field, back to reality.
Back to reality. And back to football, Vikings quarterback Brett Favre, who took the field for the start of his 20th season in the NFL. How did he look to you?
Not real good. Favre, of course, spent the offseason manipulating us with his usual will I or won't I retire act. Then he signed a contract that's worth up to $20 million for this season. He arrived at Vikings training camp just 2.5 weeks ago, and that may have explained why he threw a few simply uncatchable passes last night. No matter how many seasons you've played, it takes time for a quarterback to reestablish his timing and the rhythm he has with his receivers. Not attending practice delays that process even longer, especially when you're 40 years old and you're just coming off of ankle surgery the way Favre has.
Now, before last night's game started, players from both teams raised their index fingers in a coordinated gesture toward management. What were they trying to get across?
Well, they were not pointing to the heavens to thank God, and they were not saying that they're number one. It was a message to owners as negotiations get rolling for a new collective bargaining agreement. And after the game, the Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, who has been active in union affairs in the NFL, explained that the raised fingers meant unity. And here's what he said. Even though 5 minutes from then we were going to go out and bash each other's heads in, we're all one voice. Now, one voice that didn't seem to appreciate that was on NBC, where Al Michaels made a snarky comment about starting the season with a labor statement. But that's a management position. It's a game, not a business. If these talks don't go well, there's a possibility of no football a year from now. So the players, I think, are right to get their own message out the best way they can on the field with millions of people watching.
Well, one player got a pretty good deal from management this week. Tom Brady, the New England Patriots quarterback, yesterday signed a new contract. Tell us about that big contract.
Big contract, but Brady had a tough time getting there. His car was struck by another car that had run a red light in downtown Boston yesterday morning. He was fine later in the day. He signed this 4-year deal. It is worth up to $72 million, but in NFL terms, that money is meaningless. All that matters is what's guaranteed. And in this case, $48.5 million is guaranteed to Tom Brady, regardless of whether he gets injured tomorrow and doesn't play another down in the NFL or if the Patriots release him. And what this shows is that in a sport that doesn't have guaranteed contracts for players, the top players find ways to make sure that they get paid. That's not the case for the rank and file. They don't get that benefit. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell held this town meeting the other night in New Orleans, and he defended the tradition of non-guaranteed contracts as a great incentive for players to work harder to make the team so that they get paid. The union has never liked this, and maybe this will be the year where they bring it up with management in a strong way.
Okay, thanks, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
You too, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis, who joins us most Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports, he's also been writing this week about the NFL season at Slate.com.